And okay, very thank you for the introduction. And before my presentation, I just want to ask, how many of you listened to my talk last year? Okay, thank you. And how many have you ever tried some deep learning library, like TensorFlow or Talk or Cafe or anything? Okay, thank you. And in last year, I provided some examples using the MXNet to do the image classification. And this year, I will provide some examples on the text data. And actually, just from the title, you may notice that the MXNet it is already an Apache project. And okay, first about me. You can call me KK. I'm from Indiana University. I'm a C++ developer. And from next Monday, I will start work in Amazon Web Service. So if you have any requirements or any issues on MXNet, you can just talk to me. I have the whole summer to finish that for you. And all the code I used today, you can find that on the GitHub repo. And the first thing I want to talk is, we are the Apache MXNet now. And two very big news for the whole community. The first one is the Amazon Web Service has made the decision that MXNet will be their deep learning framework of choice. So basically, every big tech company, they have their own deep learning framework. And the TensorFlow from Google, CNTK from Microsoft, Cafe, and PyTalk from Facebook, and MXNet from the Amazon. Another thing is, and currently we are an Apache project. And some basic idea about the MXNet. First, we are open sourced using the Apache license. So this is commercial user friendly. You do not worry too much about the license. And it is scalable. And it is portable. What I mean portable is, basically, if you have a decent C++ compiler, you can use MXNet. It doesn't matter which hardware and which kind of operating system you are using. And we are supporting many programming languages. And since this is the R conference, we support R. And from the last month, we even support Perl. And the overall structure about the MXNet, as I have said, it doesn't matter which kind of hardware you are using. It can be a very huge cluster, and it can be your mobile phone. And in the front end, it supports multiple programming languages. You can choose anything you like. And one question, why do we need a GPU? Because these things doesn't seem has anything related to the computation. And I show you some data. This is the data I have got last summer when I worked in H2O. And for the inception back normalization network, we are training using the ImageNet data set, and you can see the difference about the speed. And for a decent GPU card, it is just around 2 seconds per batch. But for you, if you are using an i7 CPU, you need more than 300 seconds. But just this year, Intel released the MKLDNN, the MKL Deep Neural Network. And if you are using the MKL and MKL-DNN, you will get a very good performance. And as I have said, we have very good Windows support, and we have very good R support. This is the slide from last year. If If you are not familiar with this kind of things, you can find my slides from the last year. And if you want to use MXNet, basically you just define your neural network. And after defining your network, you can just realize the whole computational graph, and you feed the data. And actually, this is basically all the code you need to train a deep neural network. And here, the context. Here, I'm using a GPU backend. And if you do not have a GPU, you can just change the MX.GPU to MX.CPU, and you do not need to change anything. So for the text classification, and for the convolutional neural network, this kind of neural network has achieved a very, very good result on the image classification. And a key operation is the convolution, operation. You can say that for an image, we do the convolution and we do a pooling. But for text, this seems not the same data with the text. So we are using a very simple method to convert our text data into something very similar to the image. For an image, it is basically a matrix with pixel value. So we change the text data into a matrix. I think this is clear enough to let everyone know how we change the text into a matrix, right? So for A, you put one here and the other in other place, and for C, for A, B, or anything. So the whole idea is like this. We have some text, and we change into a matrix. And then we just use the convolutional neural network we have used for the image classification. So we want to know, can we still get a good result? This is from the Amazon review data. And you can also find the data from the GitHub repo. And we are using a VDCNN, the very deep convolutional neural network. And the data I provided just have two classes. The whole data set has seven classes. You can see that. For the label books, this is the Amazon review on a book. And you can have Amazon review on other things. So do you think the neural network can classify the Amazon review? Actually, this seems something quite easy, because for a book, you can find some keyword like a story, good reading, or something. And for clothing, you can say, you can imagine some keyword. But in our model, we do not find any keyword. We just convert the text into a matrix and try to find some pattern in the matrix. And for the training site, we have 100,000 training sites and 20,000 validation samples. And for the GPU, if you are using a GPU backend, you can have you can train more than 600 samples per second, but for CPU, just half a hundred. And this is the result. The whole training process takes around half an hour. And if you are willing to train for a longer time, you might still get a little better result. And you can see that, just for the two class, we almost get everything correct. So, the point I want to make is we do not search any keyword. We just convert the text into a matrix and apply a convolutional neural network. And it is a little surprising that it works really good. And another thing I want to talk is the recurrent neural network. This is a typical neural network, and very similar to what I have used in the text classification. But if you think a little more, you will find some problem in the neural network. After training, you have a model. and you have an input, you have an output. But the result for the output, they are independent with each other. But for our human, for anything, for any animals, you can think in that way. When we are making the decision, we get some input, and we make a decision. And we get some more input, and we get a sequence of input, and we can make a sequence of decision. But the sequence of decision, they are not independent with each other. But for this kind of neural network, all the output, they are independent. So that is why people design the recurrent neural network. You can think in that way. This is the input at time at T1 and at T2. And every time you have an input, and you will have an output. And when you train the whole model, you train and the result and the output, they are not independent anymore. So you can think in that way. So you have a screen of text, and you want to output a screen of text. This is not that one-to-one, this is many-to-many. So you have a sequence of input, you have a sequence of output. And this should be the most famous RNN models people have designed. The LSTM model, the long short-term memory. You can think in that way. You have a cell, and you have an input gate. This will decide what input I want to take. And for the forget gate, this will decide whether I will keep the information or I forget the information. And for the output, this will decide which kind of output I will give. So using this kind of model, we are trying to use some information from the very beginning for a sequence of input. And if you do not want to build your RNN model by yourself, we provide some high-level API in MXNet, and you can just run this. I'll give you an example, the input. The input is, I'm not sure anyone has read this part. For this, just use this input. This is a sequence of text. And we train a LSTM model. And just like this. In R, we train a LST model. And after learning for half an hour, you can see the output. Although this is not valid English, but you can feel that the model seems begin to learn how to speak English. But this is just a three-layer network, and it is just one half an hour. And if you are willing to train a more complicated model, you will get something more and more like people, something from people. And you can also think in that way. For the input, we are providing a sequence of text, but the first step, we still convert the text into a sequence of value. And if you are just provide a sequence of value, and something like some time series data, you can still train a LSTM model. So that is everything I want to present today. And so I provide you some example on using the CNN and RNN model. You can get all the code from the GitHub link. And you can train the model with the GPU support, and we support many programming language. Anything you, it doesn't matter which language you use, you can save the model and the parameters into a binary file, and you can just load the model and the parameter. And some resources on MXNet, the first is our website, and you can get everything on MXNet on how to install, how to train model. And another thing very important is the blogs from Microsoft. They provide very, very good tutorial on how to install the MXNet, especially on Windows, and how to train the neural network in a distributed manner. If you have multiple servers, and you can have a very good speed up, and you can follow their tutorial on how to get that done. And our GitHub repo, if you have any question, any issues, you can just open an issue or try to talk to me directly. So acknowledgement, and thank you. Is there any question?